I am Nanette Weiser, and I am the host of RadioSt.Pete.com. Today we're talking Good Deeds with one of our favorite musicians and good deed doer, Bonnie. Welcome. And you actually are also known as Bonnie Fouts, the musician with Marty who plays with Grego Anderson.
Yes, that's true. And sometimes you'll see me on social media as Bonnie Kessler Fouts. So.
Well, who knew that in addition to bringing joy to our world with music, I'm going to just talk a little bit about Boley Centers to start with.
Sure.
Established in 1970, the Boley Centers is a private, not-for-profit organization, and it serves individuals with mental disabilities, individuals and families who are homeless, veterans and youth in Pinellas County. And veteran services are provided in Pinellas, Hillsborough, Charlotte, Manatee, Pasco, and Sarasota. Bonnie, in a nutshell, tell us how you decided to take this on in your Encore chapter.
I love that, my Encore chapter. Well, you know, having been involved with mental health professionally for decades, first as a school psychologist in Manatee County, then as a private contractor for some private practices, and then finally teaching as an associate professor at St. Petersburg College, I have this long history. Now, I was first aware of Boley way back in the early 80s when they started doing their Jingle Bell Run, which is one of their main fundraisers. And I used to run back in my youth, and that's when I started really getting involved with Boley, and it was just at that level. So as I neared retirement, and I was very busy in my duties at the college, friends expressed concern that I would be bored in retirement. And a friend just 2 years before I retired asked me to join Boley Angels. She's on the board of directors at Boley. So I joined in 2019, which means starting in 2020, the Angels really didn't do much in terms of actual events in person because of the COVID pandemic. So fast forward to about 2 years ago, and I was elected president. And that's what I've been doing ever since, helping Boley Angels raise funds for kind of the extras that government funding doesn't cover for Boley.
Exactly. And, you know, looking at the news, and I've run the Jingle Bell Run, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and how to become a Boley Angel.
Right.
I think people don't realize that this need has grown since before 2020 to now when things are not being funded. I mean, you build affordable housing, right?
Yeah, right.
You empower youth to become successful adults.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit. I know that you just did 20 more units of affordable housing were celebrated August 9th, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you had a Boley Centers on Broadway production fundraiser, Grease.
Yes. Yes.
And we're coming up on Mental Health Awareness Month in September. So tell us a little bit about the good deeds that Boley does.
Well, as you said, their overall mission is to serve vulnerable members of the community. And in doing that, they provide a plethora of services. First of all, housing is one of the number one things, because what Boley believes is that having the stability of a roof over your head, a place to call home, is one of the important parts of helping someone establish better mental health and the ability to be, you know, a productive member of our society. So housing is a big focus, but they also offer a variety of wraparound services for people. They have access to medical care, they have access to mental health care, and access to a variety of activities that keep them involved with the community. So I would say housing and mental health are the two major criteria or the major focuses of Boley. Most of our clients, most of the people who are served by Boley have histories of mental health disorders, not specifically drug abuse, but you name the psychological disorder, and we definitely have clients who have struggled with that.
And PTSD so, as well for your veterans,
yes,
and right?
Yes, absolutely. PTSD for the veterans, and you name it, we have people that we serve that have dealt with those issues. So.
And I see you have vocational services too, so you
yes.
try to work with both the community and businesses and those that you serve to sort of transition them back into the community. And I see you have a program called Life Enhancement Activity Program, LEAP, which is really, you know, the recovery principle, psychosocial rehabilitation that makes people feel important. How does that work with youth? I know that you have a special youth employment program as well.
Well, I'm not directly involved with LEAP. I'm familiar with the program, but I don't work directly with that program. I actually don't work directly with any of the programs. We're kind of, Bowie Angels are a fundraising entity. So I'm aware of all of the programs, but I don't work directly with it. But we have several families with youth who live in some of our residences. So that's an important piece too. It's all about rehabilitation, helping someone get back on their feet and get back into the community in a productive and healthy way.
So with that transition, and thank you, Bonnie, for bringing that. Today, Radio St. Pete listeners, we are talking with Bonnie about the Bowie Centers and Bowie Angels. Tell us, you can go to bowiecenters.org to find out more about this. There is a tab at the top encouraging you to join this great group that Bonnie is president of, become a Bowie Angel. And of course, you can donate, find out more about the Jingle Bell Run. So let's talk about Bowie Angels and what they do, Bonnie. Take it away.
Well, I think that when I first became president, the main focus was our fundraising events. We have a shrimp boil, which we just had this past April 6th, and that is really a lot of fun. And I'm lucky, the band that I perform with, Junction 27, which is a ukulele band, we were invited to provide the music. So that was a fun evening, and that's a major fundraiser for us. Wonderful food, fellowship. It's just really a lovely evening, and it occurs at our, It occurs down in the south end of town.
And Manhattan Casino or something down there?
No.
That's all right. We can look it up on the website.
Yeah. The Koenig Center. There we go. The Koenig Center, which is down in the south end of town. Mm-hmm. So we did that in April. That raises a lot of money. We have a membership social coming up very soon here of September 12th at a private home. And that's where we invite people who are interested in the Angels to come and enjoy an evening of fellowship, learn more about Bowie Angels, eat some delicious food. The Angels, most of us are very good cooks, so there will be wonderful appetizers and that sort of thing. That's September 12th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. And then our other big fundraiser is in December when we do what we call our Jingle Mingle. And the Jingle Mingle is it started out as a brunch, but we've kind of moved more toward a luncheon. Mm-hmm. So that, and we have a silent auction and all kinds of wonderful things go on there, and a delicious lunch. This year it's on December 3rd at Isla del Sol.
So wonderful. At the country club at the, at the country club in their clubhouse. So the Bonnie, how many angels are there currently? And, why? And you don't need to wait to retire to become an angel. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Oh my gosh, no, you do not need to wait to retire. There are approximately, 100 and something members of Bowie Angels right now. I don't have the exact number off the top of my head, but we're constantly looking for new members. And one of the other things that we do that I think gives us a real sense of purpose is with those monies that we raise, we have helped, for example, the latest housing development that we opened, Whispering Pines, down on 54th Avenue South, we helped buy some furniture for a couple of the units. So we do things like that. And then you mentioned Greece. Yes, we've been involved with Destination Theater, Bowie has, for, 3 years, 4 years now going on. This will be our fourth year. So we actually helped, we donated some of our funds to help house some of the actors who come in from out of state as part of the cast and crew. And then, of course, our residents get involved with the shows, too, and have a chance to shine on stage. So we use our monies to help support those Bowie initiatives. The other thing that I started about 2 years ago was called Touched by an Angel. And I wanted our angels to get a little bit more aware, become a little bit more aware of our clients and their needs, and to actually kind of feel more hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
So every other month, we provide something special for residents at one of our housing developments. And so we've done things like Publix gift cards, you know, for groceries.
Right.
Yeah, we did Valentine's baskets for one of our oldest housing developments. And it was just such a gratifying experience to walk up the sidewalk as we went in. One of the other angels and I showed up to see them receive their baskets. And a young man was sitting out front, one of the residents, and he said, "Are you our angels?" And I said, "Well, we're a couple of them. We're a couple of them." And he said, "I have not had a Valentine in I can't remember when. Thank you so much. You made my
wow.
day."
Wow.
That's gratifying. And then to go watch our residents perform on the stage. So what we started doing was presenting a little memento to each member of cast and crew at the conclusion of the Destination Theater performances. So we do that. Golly, I'm trying to remember all the others.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that this is an organization that has been around since 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And Boley and Park and some of these other organizations, they sometimes go under the radar. People don't always realize
right.
That the volunteers are it. They make a difference.
Oh, yes.
Not just in the fundraising, but in the organization and supporting
yes.
the people that work there. So,
yes.
Bonnie, just to wind this up,
yes.
tell us a little bit about, in your USA Today version, why you, our listeners, should become a Boley Angel.
Okay. Well, I think we can all agree that we live in a time that is just ripe with needs for mental health care. And I think that it gives me, I know, a sense of purpose to feel that I'm doing something, something to support those people that are the vulnerable among us out there who need help. Certainly there are a lot of us across the economic strata who need services but are more able to find them. So it's a sense of purpose that you're doing something to help support the vulnerable people that live in our community that really need our help. So I've always been involved with service in some form or another since I've been an adult here in St. Pete. So I think that's the main thing. Feel like you're doing something important, even though it may seem so small, but it's so very, very important.
Well, for good deeds, we thank you, Bonnie Faust-Kessler, local musician and an angel. If you've been touched by an angel by this broadcast, please go to the Boley website, boleycenters.org. Come to the September 12th event if you're interested in being a Boley Angel. And we thank you so much, Bonnie, for being
yes.
with us today on our Good Deeds series.
And before you sign off, we do have a Facebook presence, Boley Angels. And I believe very soon we'll be posting a link on our Facebook presence so that you can join directly from that link. But I certainly hope that some people who are hearing this reach out for more details about the membership social and show up.
Well, we thank you so much today, Bonnie. I'm Nanette Weiser for Radio St. Pete, and you've been listening to Good Deeds. Thank you, Bonnie.
I thank you, Nanette.